Last year, there were headlines claiming that Easter had been canceled. This, of course, was silly because Easter is not the kind of thing that can be canceled. I mean, yes, it is true that many churches across the United States and around the world, including our own, did not meet in person because of the lockdowns. Lockdowns which were designed to help slow the spread of this novel COVID virus that we have heard so much about for these last 16 months. A lockdown that created a sobering reminder of the significance of what we were facing. You know, that we could not gather together to worship and celebrate on Easter. I hope that this is something that none of us sees again in our lifetimes. But no lockdown cancels Easter. Easter is about remembering and celebrating something which has already happened, a celebration of something which cannot be undone, a celebration of something which will never be forgotten, a celebration of something that has changed our world more profoundly than even COVID-19 has. Speaking of changes, this has been quite a year, hasn't it? I continue to marvel at just how much the world has changed in little more than a year. A year full of unwanted challenges and unexpected education in areas that many of us had previously given little thought to. Things like pandemic science, N95 masks, toilet paper supply chains, herd immunity, vaccine development and efficacy rates, social distancing protocols, and of course, Zoom etiquette. And some ill-timed cat filters have revealed that some of us still have more we need to learn before we can claim proficiency. We were fortunate that technological advances allowed many churches to pre-record or to live stream their services. It's something we're doing now, but during the lockdown, and really for a variety of reasons, we did something different. We created and distributed pre-prepared services via email in the post office. We encouraged people to have their own times of worship with those in their homes until we could begin gathering together again, which we did this last June. But I was looking back at what we distributed for last year's Easter service, and here's part of what I wrote. Every day we hear reports of how many new people have contracted COVID-19. We also hear about how many more have died from this terrible virus. Many, many Christians are praying that the spread of this virus will slow and eventually stop. We're praying that those who do get sick will recover. But we also know that short of a miracle, there will still be many, many more deaths in our state, our nation, and our world. And tragically, this has proven to be true this last week as we surpassed 2,400 deaths in Oregon. And this, of course, is in addition to the 550,000 in the United States and more than 2.8 million worldwide. Each of these numbers representing a person whose life was cut short by this virus. You know, but at the same time, I do think it is appropriate to say that we've also seen the miraculous. I mean, this development of a surprisingly effective vaccine in truly record time. God really does work in many ways. But anyway, here's what I went on to write. I said, but as Christians, we do not need to fear death like so many others do. We know that death is not the end of us. For us, it is the transition to the greater, fuller, better, never-ending life that we will have with God. The resurrection changes everything because it means that we don't need to fear death. And you know what? This morning I am greatly encouraged because this Easter feels very different than last Easter. I mean, it really feels like we've started to turn a corner. I mean, yes, there is still a long way to go, and maybe right now what we're in is just the beginning of the end. At least here in the U.S. But I can feel the shift, and I know that many of you can as well. There's this renewed sense of hope, a light at the end of the tunnel, a lessening of our collective anxiety and worry. And of course, we all just want to put all this behind us as soon as possible. I mean, who knows? By next Easter, there may be very few reminders that any of this happened at all. I want this for you. I want this for me. I want this for us. But not yet. Not quite yet. Because while this pandemic has felt like a slow motion worldwide nightmare, it can also remind us in profound ways why Easter is so very, very important. Before we all try to put our collective memory of this pandemic behind us, I want us to take a few minutes this morning so that I can share with you three ways that this pandemic can show us the importance of Easter. Now, Easter, as you know, it's the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. You've actually already heard two accounts of this amazing event this morning. The worship team read the account from the Gospel of Matthew, and then you heard it told again during the children's story. And I really cannot overstate just how central this event and all that led up to it is to all that we do and we teach here at DFBC. The Bible describes for us how during the week of Passover, Jesus was arrested by Jewish and Roman authorities. The Jewish leaders accused Jesus of blasphemy because he claimed to be God. And the Roman authorities went along with it because he also claimed to be Messiah, this rescuer king that God had long promised to send to the Jews. 3 days ago, many of us gathered for our Good Friday service, during which we memorialized Jesus' death and crucifixion. But as the earliest followers of Jesus claimed, and as the Bible asserts, and we believe, 3 days later, God the Father raised Jesus from the dead. This is the resurrection. This is the event that we celebrate on Easter. The Apostle Paul summarized and explained its significance in what he wrote to the church in Corinth. Here's what he writes. He writes, "Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel that I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved if you hold firmly to the word that I preached to you. Otherwise, you've believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures." It really is with good reason that Paul includes the resurrection as something of first importance for us to believe and to understand. And so with all this in mind, let me share with you three ways that this pandemic shows us the importance of Easter. First, the COVID-19 pandemic reminds us that we actually have an even bigger pandemic-like problem. This COVID-19 pandemic has shown us that we are more frail and more susceptible than we really want to believe. There are just some things that all of our education, all of our technology, all of our expertise, all of our nation's wealth and military might simply cannot protect us from. I mean, and it is true that enormous financial resources paired together with remarkable technological advances have resulted in vaccines that give us good reason to believe that there is an end in sight. But this has not spared us from suffering a lot of death and suffering. And while this particular virus has proven to be very contagious, we're fortunate that it's also not more deadly to more people, because it could have been. Many viruses have been and are, and the next one might be. But despite how widespread COVID-19 has become, there is another greater, more serious pandemic-like problem that we face. A pandemic more deadly, a pandemic more widely spread, a pandemic more devastating to our everyday average lives. Now, we don't notice this a lot of the time, actually, just because we have grown so used to its effects on us and on others. And this is something that's worldwide. It's infected all of us. But unlike COVID, it doesn't spare the young, nor the healthy. And it infects the rich and the poor. It's no respecter of skin color or ethnicity. And its mortality rate is 100%. This impossible pandemic-like problem we all face is the one of sin, brokenness, and death. We've grown quite accustomed to it. But my friends, our world was not supposed to be this way. You know, if you step back and you consider all that the Bible teaches, what we see is a story of creation, fall, redemption, and future restoration. See, the Bible begins with a description of how an all-powerful God creates a world out of nothing, how he fills it with life, including human beings whom he makes in his own image and then directly relates to. And he gives these human beings work to do as he instructs them to create culture and to fill the earth. But he also gives them the power of choice, and they ultimately choose to rebel against him. And this act introduces sin into this otherwise untarnished world, and at this point, everything breaks. And the pandemic of sin, brokenness, and death begins. It's what we call the fall. And all sorts of terrible things follow. Murder, natural disasters, wars, famines, pandemics, death. Death for all of us. And there are no masks that can contain it, no level of herd immunity that can protect us from it, no man-made vaccine that can keep us from being sickened by it. And it is worldwide. It has infected all of us, and its mortality rate is 100%. And we have only one hope in the face of it, and that hope is found in Easter. This leads us to the second way the COVID-19 pandemic shows us the importance of Easter. See, the COVID pandemic reminds us of something that God didn't do. He didn't socially distance himself from us. You know, as the COVID-19 pandemic has worn on, we've learned a great deal about what are the most effective things that we can do to help minimize the spread of this virus. These best practices include things like mask wearing and frequent hand washing and social distancing. If I keep my distance from you and you keep your distance from me, we both dramatically reduce the risks associated with infection for both of us. But of course, all this social distancing has not been without its costs. We hear stories about people who haven't experienced the touch of another human being in more than a year, about grandparents who haven't been able to visit grandchildren or hold grandbabies who've been born since last March, a year ago. This lack of human touch, this isolation, this suspension of regular visits with friends and family has been really, really tough on so many of us. But as painful as it has been, it can also remind us of what God didn't do. Despite the mess that we've made of our world, all the brokenness and death that we have caused, God didn't socially distance himself from us, even though choosing to do so would mean death for him. As the story in the Bible continues after the fall, we see that this all-powerful God who created the world and everything in it is also a God of immense love and grace. And he sets in motion a plan to redeem humankind from all their sin and their brokenness. And in executing this plan, God does the unthinkable. He enters into our sin pandemic devastated world. He actually becomes one of us. He comes into the brokenness and the darkness of our world in order to live amongst us as Jesus, the God-man. This is the ultimate violation of social distancing. The Almighty God, enthroned in heaven, entered into our sin-gripped world in order to become one of us. Not because there wasn't risk of death, but precisely because of the risk of death. See, he didn't come just to live amongst us. He also came to die for us. in our place on our behalf. You know, people have all sorts of ideas about why Jesus died, or even if he really did die on the cross. But the message of the Bible, it's clear and it's consistent. Central to the reason why God became one of us in the person of Jesus was in order to die in our place for our sins. He died so that death does not have to be the end of us. Why take on such costly risk? It's because of his immense love for us. Apostle Paul wrote about this in the New Testament book of Romans. He wrote, "You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly." That's us. "Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous person, though for a good person someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Though it would mean death for him, God did not socially distance himself from us in our sin pandemic devastated world. Well, the death of Jesus, the God-man, is an incredible thing, but the story doesn't end there. We're here together in this church this morning because the story doesn't end there. 3 days after being executed on the cross and buried in a tomb, Jesus rose from the dead, never to die again. And this brings us to the third way that the COVID-19 pandemic shows us the importance of Easter. See, the COVID-19 pandemic reminds us that the resurrection of Jesus is the ultimate updated guidance. Now, this phrase, updated guidance, is one that I have found myself saying so many, many times this last year. In fact, I know that some of you who are regulars here are just sick of hearing me say it. And that's because when I'm saying it, it's usually in the context of us discussing how something that we used to enjoy doing, we can't do anymore, at least for now, or at least we have to change how we used to do it. I mean, most of you probably know this, but this updated guidance, it's a phrase that summarizes the evolving instructions that we've been receiving from the governor's office since the start of the pandemic. These are instructions that impact businesses and schools and churches and recreation and travel and social gatherings, basically everything. Now, whatever you may think of all this guidance coming from the state, I want to ask you to take a moment to consider how the resurrection is updated guidance from God himself. Here's what I mean. In raising Jesus from the dead, God the Father was making a very public, very definitive statement about Jesus. A statement that should basically impact everything for us. From how we think, to how we worship, to how we work, to how we spend time with others, to what we do with our resources, to the very direction of our lives. Because see, the resurrection, it's the vindication of Jesus. I mean, remember, the Jewish and the Roman leaders, they put Jesus to death because in their eyes, he was claiming too much. He was too controversial. The implications of his teaching were too profound. His love for the lost and the outcast and the marginalized was simply too revolutionary. And he claimed to be God. And he claimed to be the only way back to God. And that statement was as controversial back then as it is today. And so they put him to death. And they assumed that that would be the end of it. But in response, 3 days later, God raised him from the dead, vindicating Jesus, vindicating his message, vindicating his mission. The resurrection is the ultimate updated guidance that none of us can afford to ignore. My hope is that by next Easter, a message like this one, one that reflects on the COVID-19 pandemic, my hope is that it would feel really dated and anachronistic if I tried to do that. I mean, I think we're all praying that that'll be true. But it's not true this Easter. And while it is so good to be able to gather in person so that we can celebrate together this year, even if we do have to wear these masks and be distanced from each other, I mean, the pandemic is continuing. And because this is the case, I hope that you will allow some of the most challenging aspects of this current pandemic to be reminders to you of how great God's love and goodness is to us. Let this COVID-19 pandemic remind you that we're actually in the midst of an even greater, more serious pandemic. A pandemic of sin and brokenness that kills everyone who gets infected. And we're all infected. Let all these frequent prompts that were given to social distance be reminders to us of how God did not social distance from us. God demonstrated his love for us by coming into the brokenness of our world in the person of Jesus, even though it would mean death for him. Because it would mean death for him and life for us. And let the regular posting of updated guidance from the state be reminders to you that the resurrection of Jesus is the ultimate updated guidance from God. Because what God did on Easter isn't just something for us to remember and to celebrate. The resurrection is something that should be shaping us, changing us, transforming us. And it will as we follow Jesus. And of course, it also saves us from our pandemic of sin and death. You know, if you're here this morning and you've never made that decision to follow Jesus, that is something that you can do now. You could do it today if you wanted to. It's really pretty simple, but it's not an easy decision. It is simple. It's as simple as ABC, actually. Let me show you. A is agree with God that you're a sinner in need of forgiveness. B, believe that Jesus is all that he claimed to be, that he died in your place, that God raised him again from the dead. And then C, commit to following Jesus as your true rescuer king. A, B, C, agree with God about your sin, believe Jesus is who he claimed to be, commit yourself to following him. It's that simple. But it's not an easy decision. Because just as the resurrection changed everything for the church, making a decision to follow Jesus is going to change everything for you. Your world will never be the same as you begin to take on the values, priorities, and goals of Jesus and make them your own. And if you do that, you're going to find out that it's worth it. Because you're going to discover that the way of Jesus is actually the very best way to live in this beautiful but broken world of ours. And that's true both for life in this world and in our future resurrected life. You got questions about that or you want to know more, talk to me after the service. I love talking about this stuff. Now, we all want this pandemic to be over. And one day, hopefully even soon, it's going to be. But since it is still here today, and because today is Easter, let it be a reminder to you as to why the resurrection of Jesus Christ is so, so important. Let me pray as the worship team comes up for our final song. Father, thank you for sending your son Jesus to be our true rescuer king, and then raising him from the dead after he died for our sins. Jesus, thank you for coming to us, for being willing to enter into our beautiful but broken world, even though it would mean death for you. Holy Spirit, help us to see how even something as terrible as the COVID-19 pandemic can also still remind us of the goodness and love of God for us, and impress upon all of us the importance of following Jesus as our true and risen rescuer king. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.